Kilaam chapter 8, Mishnah 3, Amanik Sofek Esarbaim. And if you drive a team, a mixed team of animals, so it's a Torah prohibition, and so a person would get 40 lashes, right? Which, I mean, it's not 40, it's 39, we'll learn in Makos, but we would get lashes, as one gets for transgressing any other Torah prohibition. So obviously we don't have that today, because we don't have capital punishment today with the Sanhedrin, not there, but we'll get to that in Makos and Sanhedrin. And so too, according to this opinion, one who sits in the wagon, he'll also get 40 lashes. Why? Because according to this opinion, his mere presence in the wagon causes the animals to kind of go forward. That's the first opinion. Rabbi Meir Potter, Rabbi Meir disagrees, says no. If he's just sitting there, the occupant of the wagon, he doesn't get a penalty because he holds that it doesn't cause the animal to go forward. But interesting, he brings up that the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Meir. So just sitting in the wagon with different animals harnessed together, let's say an ox and a horse or an ox and a donkey, that the person sitting in the wagon would also get transgress the Torah prohibition and get 40 lashes for that. Also a third animal which is tied to the straps is also forbidden. So what does that mean? Let's say you've got two horses pulling a carriage. And what you do is you take a donkey and you just tie the donkey to the horse's straps. Not that the donkey is also pulling the carriage, but he's just tied to the horse, the two horses together. So that is also, even that would be prohibited, even though the donkey's not pulling the carriage over there.